degenerates, and welcome back to yet another episode of a hot, hot mess podcast. My name is Haley, and as always, I am a hot fucking mess. So as you guys can see this week, it is going to be a mini mess episode. To be honest, I have procrastinated on a lot of shit, and I've got too much to do this week to spend the next 4 hours editing an episode. So we're gonna pop in a mini mess, and I fucking love these episodes. They're quick. They're normally really raunchy and raw, and I know that you guys really enjoyed the first mini mess episode, so we're gonna go that route today. I know last week the announcement segment was pretty fucking long. I do have a couple for you guys today, or one or two, I think, and I'll make it really quick this week. So first and foremost, another reason that I am not doing a full length episode is because we are in the middle of a set build. And there's just a lot going on to get this thing set up. It's not like anything super crazy, but there are a couple of things going on right now. And the reason I'm doing that is if you have followed me on Instagram for any length of time and you go back on some of my older posts, you'll see that I used to have a small set where I would video record me talking about the episode to use it as a promotion for people to go listen. And that was just at my kitchen island. This was like, I don't know, maybe a few months into the podcast. So still pretty new at that point. And I was sick of recording it in my bed. So I ran out to Walmart, got some fabric, and that was just tacked up on my ceiling. It really wasn't anything professional or super special. It looked pretty cute, but I was kind of over it. Taking it down and putting it back up every week or so was just a complete pain in the ass. Now we are building a permanent location in my home for me to record and have promo videos and things like that. So my house is a fucking mess, but that will be coming here pretty soon. I also want to thank everyone who purchased degenerate merch. You guys are fucking wonderful, and you honestly have no idea how much it helps this podcast, honestly. So thank you. Let's get on to it. I know what the fuck I want to talk about this week, and I'm so excited. We kind of touched on it, I think, a little bit, but not really a whole lot. We're going to be talking about butt stuff. We're going to talk about anal. We're going to be talking about going through the back door, if you will. I've said a couple of times on this podcast, I'm not the most experienced with butt stuff. I haven't really done anal a whole lot. Maybe dabbled in it, fucking hated it, and then I never did it again. It is something that I've gotten a little bit more interested in. So I want to talk to you about some of the things that I have learned. And I also have horror stories from some of my friends. I reached out to some of my fellow sexually degenerate friends, and they had some of the best fucking stories. So I'm going to talk a little bit about a couple of things that I learned now that I am dabbling with the backdoor business. And then I'm going to get on to the stories. The first tip that I have for you, if you're interested and kind of want to dabble in that, is lube, lube, lube. This is honestly probably number one. Well, the first two tips tie for number one, but lube, lube, lube. I am not talking about coconut oil. I am talking about a thick, sturdy anal lube. Now you can use like a regular lube. It's just not as thick and you're going to have to use a lot more of it. So I do recommend investing in anal lube. And if you think you're using too much lube, use more. It's not like a vagina. It doesn't produce its own natural lubrication. So if you are having anal sex with no lube, that's probably like the worst Indian burn that you could ever fucking get. So don't do it to yourself. Make sure you invest in lube. Good lube. The next tip that I have is anal douching. Yes, it's a thing. Yes, it's important. And I have my own experience story that I'm going to share with you guys towards the end of the video. So you can get anal douches really anywhere, especially like a sex shop. I think we went to Lovers. And what it is, it's basically like a vaginal douche, pretty much the exact same thing. Only obviously the nose is a little longer because you have to kind of reach behind and put it in your butt. And the bottom, like the bag, is bigger. So what you do is you take a little bit of warm water, not hot water, fill the bottom of it, stick the top back on, put lube on your butt and on the nozzle. You put it in there, you squeeze, and then you sit down, let it all out. You let the water run until it's completely clear, and then you do like another run through, just one more little rinse, and then you sit on the toilet for a few minutes because, and I learned this the hard way, some water may not come out right away. So if you put it in and you squeeze and you get the water in you and then you sit down, you're going to have that first initial release. And if you're just done, then you're going to get things like leakage and it's not going to be a good time. So make sure you sit there after your final rinse for, you know, 2-3 minutes and just let everything come out. Then you shower. My third tip is, do this with someone you're comfortable with. It can be a little awkward at first because it's been an exit pretty much your entire fucking life. So now you're trying to make it a dual purpose entrance exit type of fun time. And if you don't feel comfortable with that person, I mean, there are embarrassing things that can happen. Maybe you hear some noises or maybe there's a little bit of a smell, things like that. That's pretty normal with anal. But if your partner is someone who's going to make you feel bad about that, first off, they don't need to be your fucking partner at all. And it's going to kind of scar you a little bit. So make sure you are experimenting with this with someone that you're really comfortable with. My next tip, and this is also really important, do not start off with trying to take your whole partner because you're going to get ripping and tearing. It's going to be unpleasant. They have little trainer kits like butt plugs at the sex shop. Start with those. And honestly, start with a finger. Have your partner kind of play with you, get you really stimulated, and then put their finger in you. Once you get comfortable with that, once it doesn't really hurt anymore or feel uncomfortable, then you can move on to the plug trainer kit. Once you've worked through those sizes, then you can work on taking your partner. Don't try to rush into it. You're gonna fuck yourself up. So those are kind of my quick little tips and tricks that I'm really glad I followed, or I wish I would have known. I'm still an amateur when it comes to butt stuff. I'm working on it. You know, it's a process. It takes time. But those are the tips that I find to be really fucking useful. And I tell anyone who is looking to go into butt stuff. So let's get on with the booty hole horror stories. You guys, my friends fucking came through with this shit. So I'm going to put a little disclaimer. This is graphic content. If you get queasy very easily, we are going to be talking about bodily fluids. If this is not what you want to hear right now, I will see you next Tuesday. But without further ado, let's get on to the horror stories. So my first horror story comes from one of my female friends. It is kind of a long-winded story, so I'm going to make it a little shorter. So essentially, her and her partner were starting to experiment with butt stuff, and she had done an enema to kind of clean everything out. The water ran clear, and they got down to business. Now, he tried something a little different, and instead of doing one finger like they had been doing, he did two fingers. So she says, partway through, he wanted to put a dildo in me and vibrate it while he played with my clit. So his fingers are still in her butt, and now she has a dildo inside of her that vibrates. Just when I was coming, I pulled away and pulled out the dildo, and a fountain of shit came out. I guess there was a hidden pocket of enema water that had been hiding up there, and between the butt play and the vibrator, it found its way out. She goes on to say that they laughed hysterically at this, that every time she would laugh as she was running to the bathroom, more shit water came out. And they laughed about it. They cleaned everything while she was taking a shower. It was totally fine. But I think that is probably the most common anal horror story, because sometimes the enema water, especially if you don't sit there for a couple of minutes and get everything out, can kind of stay up there. Chances are that's going to fucking happen. So my next friend goes on to say, when I was younger and stupid, I would get really horny. So I started experimenting with putting things in my ass. I had worked out that the easiest position was to place something on the ground and then sit on it. I used a shampoo bottle with a cylindrical cap that you had to screw off to open the bottle. Apparently, the person who used the shampoo last hadn't screwed it shut. So when I pulled out the actual bottle, the cap itself got sucked in. I was freaking out because, well, I just shoved something up my ass and couldn't get it out. I eventually decided to just wait it out to see if it would come out. So in the meantime, I emptied the shampoo bottle, threw it in the trash, and replaced it with the new one. A couple of hours later, I had to go to the bathroom and I shitted out the bottle cap. You guys, look, your asshole is like a vortex. So it's going to suck something inside of it. That is why if you want to play with toys and stuff for your butt, make sure it has a base so you can grab on and pull it out at any time. Please stop putting Coke bottles and shampoo bottles and fucking TV remotes and God knows what else up your ass. Because you're going to have a really embarrassing time explaining to the doctor why there's a Coke bottle up your asshole, okay? Make sure it has a flared base before you put it in your butt. I have another friend who said, when I was 17, I was a little sexually inexperienced. I was trying girl on top for the first time and was energetically bouncing up and down when his dick slipped out. I must have adjusted slightly because when I came back down, his dick went right into my butt. It hurt so bad for both of us. I rolled off of him and we just laid there in agony for a little while. Yeah, that kind of reminds me of that guy I told you guys, the one that I hooked up with right before I met Will. Like, fucking jammed his dick in my ass and I just laid there like writhing in pain. That's pretty common, I would say too. So one of my friends says something that they don't tell you about doing anal is there's a lot of farting after. I mean, a lot of farting. One of my friends says was, I've had more people shit on my dick than I'm willing to admit, but it's to be expected. I just have baby wipes on hand now. So once again, that's why it's so important to be with someone that you're super comfortable with, because you're going to have something. Like, something is going to happen. You're not going to be 100% clean all the time, every time. And you need a partner who's not going to make you feel like absolute shit. So now I want to talk to you guys about kind of a horror story. It's not honestly that bad, but it still kind of makes me cringe and laugh at the same time when I think about it. And I honestly don't think that Will knows this. I don't think I've told him, but it happened with him. So we went out and bought a douche together because we were really interested in anal. And I knew that I was going to have to do that, one, to keep things clean, and two, to make me feel more comfortable in doing booty stuff. So we went out to Lovers and bought an enema kit. The first time that we had decided we were going to do butt stuff, I went in the bathroom and I douched. I had done so much research because you're cleaning out certain necessary bacterias in your colon, and I didn't want to overdouche. I wanted to make sure that I was being safe. So I did a lot of research. What people don't fucking tell you is the first time you do it takes forever. And depending on what you eat, it can also take forever. I douched my ass for almost 2 hours. I even sat there for a couple of minutes. I showered, I shaved. I mean, mama was ready. So we start fooling around and he starts putting his fingers in, and then we put in the smallest toy. And my smallest butt plug is really tiny, like maybe a little bit bigger than a thumb. And we're playing around and everything's great. And you know, he's touching me and I came, and then he pulls it out. And I just feel water running down my leg. And thank God the lights were off, because I nonchalantly but very quickly jumped up and was like, oh, I gotta go clean up, you know, myself, whatever. I'll be right back. Went to go wipe and it wasn't 100% clear. I was mortified. I also have a white comforter. So I was so scared that there was going to be something on the fucking comforter. But I went upstairs. There wasn't. Everything was fine. I ended up just like sitting on the toilet for a little bit, letting everything kind of work its way out. But yeah, I had shit water running down my leg. One of my other personal kind of horror stories. It's more funny than a horror story, but at the time I was fucking mortified. I had used a small butt plug with an ex-partner of mine, and he had put it in and he was playing with me. We were having sex, and as I was coming, the force of the orgasm pushed the butt plug out and it shot across the room and knocked over a bunch of stuff on my dresser. Like, broke a picture frame, all of that. Now I look back as a 26-year-old grown-ass woman and I fucking die laughing because, like, that butt plug was armed and dangerous. It could have taken out the fucking cat. I mean, it shot across the entire room. But at that moment, I was so embarrassed. I wish the earth would have opened up and swallowed me whole. Like, I didn't even talk to this guy after that anymore. I couldn't even look at him. But now I just sit back and laugh because worse things have happened to me during sex. So yes, that is going to be it for the mini mess episode of this week. Thank you guys so much for understanding that I just don't have it in me. I don't have the time to do a full episode. I also wanted to give another little update. I'm planning on getting my shit together with this podcast. Like I've been telling you guys, I do want to make this a full-time job. And in order to do that, I need to be not so irresponsible and be skipping days and shit. Also, I'm going to start uploading on Patreon. So I have decided to have a new episode schedule, a new podcast schedule. I will still be uploading main episodes every Tuesday, and those are going to be available on whatever platform you're listening to now. But I'm also going to be doing a mini mess episode on Patreon. So I'm either going to do a mini mess on here on this platform and a live show on Patreon, or I'm going to flip-flop. Haven't 100% decided yet, and I don't know if this is going to take place next week or the following week, but I'm going to be doing a main episode on Tuesday, a mini episode on Thursday, a live show on Friday, and a Patreon episode on Saturday. So I'm essentially doing 4 episodes a week. That's a lot, and I may be biting off a little bit more than I can chew, but between here and Patreon, I have a lot of fucking ideas, and I just am super stoked to kind of get them out there. You guys can message me on Instagram whether you would like me to keep the mini mess episodes on here or if you want me to start doing live shows on here, because whichever one you guys want, then the other episode's going to be going on to Patreon. So if you want to hear that exclusive content, make sure you head on over to Patreon and subscribe there. It is as little as $5 a month. Also, the link to the merch shop, it is a Hot Hot Mess Podcast merch shop. So I will be leaving that link below. Make sure you follow me on Instagram. I also have a whole new schedule for Instagram. So I'll be doing things like polls, getting your guys' feedback, keeping you up to date. I'm also going to be bringing back my hot mess moment of the week so you guys can also see how I fuck up during the week and share your stories. Maybe I'll read it on one of the episodes. That is all I have for you guys this week. Thank you so much for your love and support. Thank you to everyone who purchased merch so far. You guys are fucking awesome. This little podcast is growing into something so fun, so wonderful, so accepting, and you guys are fucking awesome. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and as always, I will see you next Tuesday. Bye, bitches.